Many North Carolina schools are still dealing with an acute bus driver shortage months into the school year. Liz Schlimmer has more on the ways families and schools have been dealing with it.
At 4:45 a.m., Nicole Smith wakes up and heads to the Durham Public Schools bus compound to start her day as a bus driver. When the kids are all dropped off, she pulls back into the lot around 9 a.m.
When I leave here, I go home and put on office attire, business casual attire, and then I head to the office downtown, central office. So then that's when I'll start my real job.
Her main job is being the school board's executive assistant. Smith has worked for the district for more than a decade, and she had no plans to drive a bus until one board meeting last spring. Bus drivers came to speak about their pay and the shortage, and it inspired her to become a substitute driver.
I believe that everybody, every position in a district is a very important and very integral part of student success. Because in order for them to be successful in school, they need to get there.
Smith says any day she's available, there's a route to fill in. The district is still hiring for 70 positions this late in the semester. School districts rely on substitute drivers, but now that it's cold and flu season, absences are spiking. Some days, it reaches the worst case scenario. This semester, Durham Public Schools reports that it's had to outright cancel some bus routes on 2 days due to a lack of drivers. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools says it's had to do that 6 times. And Wake County Schools, which serves a much larger student population, reports it's had to cancel at least one of its nearly 2,000 daily bus runs every day this semester. Matthew Palmer heads school planning and operations at Durham Public Schools.
We are currently operating at nearly a 100 driver reduction of what our workforce was before the pandemic.
Although drivers continued to be paid while schools went remote, many moved on to other jobs in a competitive labor market. Pay for school staff comes mostly from general state funding for schools, so local school officials say there's only so much they can do to raise it. Durham Public Schools has used local funds to increase its bus driver pay to among the highest for schools in the state. For this fall, the district redesigned its bus routes and changed its school start times, so drivers can run up to 3 trips back and forth every shift. That makes buses more susceptible to running late. But Palmer says it's also been a huge help.
So that realignment of the bell schedule has been enormous in our ability to continue to offer service. There is no easy button here. It's not easy to go out and replace 50 or 100 school bus drivers.
A bus driver in North Carolina has to complete a class at the Department of Motor Vehicles and pass exams to earn a commercial driver's license. It took Smith a little less than 6 months to become fully licensed.
It absolutely can take a long time. And I think a lot of that, too, is because of the shortage that DMV is having right now.
Local and state education officials say understaffing at the DMV is holding up applicants. The Department of Public Instruction plans to ask state lawmakers to fund more DMV positions in the next state budget, says the department's director of government affairs, Jamie Falkenberry.
We do feel that there's very low-hanging fruit here, hiring more people to do the certifications, expanding the hours.
State education officials are also looking at ways to give districts more funding flexibility so they can raise drivers' salaries and access to benefits. But these are not overnight solutions, and the shortage is affecting students now. Ryan Walquist is the father of 2 Durham Public School students.
This fall, my boys were late to school a lot of days of first quarter. I would say most of first quarter.
Walquist says his kids were getting to class after the bell rang, missing assignments, and it was disrupting his life, too.
We're a 2-car family and 2 parents and 2 jobs, and one of those jobs is very flexible. So I can't imagine the stress that I'm sure other parents are feeling on this.
Other parents have reached out to their schools and to their state representatives, looking for some relief as soon as it can come. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.